Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Ago, we spent some time going over Steve Bannon's interview on 60 Minutes. The former chief strategist at the White House said he would, you know, be out there rolling up his sleeves and fighting for Donald Trump in the trenches, basically, saying that the media would never get a free pass. But surprisingly, it's Steve Bannon in the trenches battling Donald Trump, along with other Trump loyalists, coordinating a furious last-minute push for Roy Moore to become the next U.S. Senator from Alabama. The conservative running against Trump's pick in the Republican primary for that Alabama Senate seat that was left behind when Jeff Sessions went to become Attorney General, an ill-advised move, by the way, at this point, it seems. Moore is the grassroots conservative candidate running against the establishment. He is an outspoken critic of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Washington swamp, who drew controversy Monday for talking about reds and yellows to refer to Asian Americans and American Indians. Breitbart News squarely behind Moore, with Bannon back in control of the conservative outlet after his White House ouster. Matthew Boyle from Breitbart, a top political reporter across the state, is also there. Now, that competition, that ballot is held September 26th when voters head to the polls. Donald Trump will visit Huntsville Saturday to campaign for Senator Luther Strange, the Republican backed by Mitch McConnell. He'll thus be in Alabama to back the establishment candidate, pitting him against old supporters who once viewed the president as the ultimate anti-establishment politician. Moore is a guy who has garnered plenty of controversy over the years, bringing in the Ten Commandments at midnight on a stone tablet into the Alabama Supreme Court building, where he was the Chief Justice until he was relieved of duty. And then he went back. Anyhow, it goes on and on and on. Now, Representative Mo Brooks, a Republican from Alabama, congressman who ran for the Senate seat in the August primary but fell short of qualifying, had this to say: slowly but surely, Alabama voters are starting to figure out that the White House has taken a hard turn to the left. Brooks says that Trump has been losing his base of supporters, and the question is whether that erosion continues, stops, or reverses. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee encouraged Trump to make the trip to Alabama when the two met at the White House this past Friday, according to those close to a discussion there that say that was the conversation. But Strange's allies insist the president is campaigning for the candidate because of his relationship with Strange and the incumbent's support for the Trump agenda. I'm not seeing this erosion that some talk about. And I talk to folks every day, including you. So I see how this is playing out. I haven't seen it here, but I would say the people in Alabama might be a little more strident, shall we say. Now, moving on to other things of importance when it comes to relationships and the U.S. Senate and how these things proceed. It's the most exclusive club in the world, the United States Senate. Relationships there could determine the fate of Obamacare. The bill's main sponsors of a new plan to roll it back, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, they're working hard to sell their Republican colleagues on the legislation, which would turn much of Obamacare's funding into block grants and sent back to the states. Senator Rand Paul pledging to vote against the bill. Graham and Cassidy need to win over at least two of the three Republicans who voted in July against the last repeal. That includes Senators John McCain, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine. Luckily for Graham, he's a close friend of McCain's, practically his illegitimate son, as McCain once put it. They both serve on the Senate Armed Services Committee and have desks next to each other in the Senate chamber. Both were brought to tears during a joint interview earlier this year where they talked about their bond. I don't care about that. What I care about is getting the right thing done. It remains to be seen whether their bond, their friendship, their tears, their bromance will be enough. And did I say bromance referring to you? I did do that. I'm sorry about that. Bromance for two United States senators. That'll probably get me some hate mail. I can take it. You probably recall John McCain casted the decisive and divisive vote against repealing Obamacare in July. He appears conflicted about whether to support the repeal bill sponsored by his very close friend. It's a bipartisan approach to the issues. That's what I mostly care about, said McCain. Asked if it would be difficult to have to say no to his friend. Yes, it would be difficult. And there's another relationship in play for McCain, one he has with his state's Republican Governor Doug Ducey. Ducey opposed the skinny repeal bill that McCain derailed in July. McCain later said the legislation would have, frankly, screwed his state. But Ducey endorses the Graham Cassidy bill, calling it the best path forward to repeal and replace Obamacare. He said that just yesterday. And McCain has now said he is comfortable with the bill as long as the governor of Arizona has signed off on it. He has done that. But McCain remains undecided. He said that yesterday on MSLSD. I'm not supportive of the bill yet. We'll talk more about it. I'll talk with my governor and all that. I want regular order. See, so I don't know. He's already, the governor's made his position clear. I'm not sure if McCain saw that coming. Now he's waffling again. If John McCain stands in the way one more time, it'll be too much. And then you just have to hope that Bob Menendez relinquishes his seat in New Jersey while Chris Christie can still have it filled, at least in an interim basis. That would be your best hope to move Obamacare out of the way if John McCain continues to be a roadblock. We'll keep an eye on it. It's 51 after the hour. It's the Steve Gruber Show.